Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through the Bible, verse by verse. Today, we're in a longer chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 through 20 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Follow after love and earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in another language speaks not to men, but to God, for no one understands, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to men for their edification, exhortation, and consolation. He who speaks in another language edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the assembly. Now, I desire to have all of you speak with other languages, but rather than that you would prophesy. For he is greater who prophesies than he who speaks with other languages, unless he interprets, that the assembly may be built up. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking with other languages, what would I profit you unless I speak to you either by way of revelation or of knowledge or of prophesying or of teaching? Even things without life, giving a voice, whether pipe or harp, if they didn't give a distinction in the sounds, how would it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gave an uncertain sound, who would prepare himself for war? So also you, unless you uttered by the tongue words easy to understand, how would it be known what is spoken? For you would be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without meaning. If, then, I don't know the meaning of the language, I would be to him who speaks a foreigner, and he who speaks would be a foreigner to me. So also you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that you may abound to the building up of the assembly. Therefore, let him who speaks in another language pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in another language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who fills the place of the unlearned say the Amen at your giving of thanks, seeing that he doesn't know what you say? For you most certainly give thanks well, but the other person is not built up. I thank my God I speak with other languages more than you all. However, in the assembly, I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding than I might instruct others also than 10,000 words in another language. Brothers, don't be children in thoughts, yet in malice be babies, but in thoughts be mature. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm grateful for Paul's practicality here as he's talking about order in the service of a church and speaking about people who are speaking with other languages. Speaking in tongues is the more colloquial way to say that. The scripture says that those who do that they're experiencing some edification or some joy because their spirit is speaking to you. And so something's happening. There's an exchange there, but there's no, it's inwardly focused. It's not outwardly focused to the body of Christ. And his point here is to say, let's speak the language of the people around us. And he uses the word prophesy here, not necessarily in prophesying these things are going to happen tomorrow, but more like what the Lord wants to say to that congregation at that time. And so, Lord, I thank you for Paul's heart here. The underlying message here is the gifts that you give us should be focused outward. That if you give us the gift of teaching, if you give us the gift of wisdom and knowledge, that we should use that gift not only for building ourselves up, but if we only do that, then we are going to miss out on the joy that comes when we spend ourselves for others. That if you give us these gifts, we should spend it on the body of Christ, that we should pour ourselves out and give those gifts so that other people will be helped and healed and find a new pathway through toward that healing. So Lord, help us to maybe even take inventory today of the gifts that you've given us. And instead of looking at them as my gifts, help us to look at them as the corporate gifts for the body, for the sake of other people in our lives who may need some healing or help. Lord, that's an outward focus rather than an inward focus. And so I know, Lord, we've been through so much pain and grief in the past couple of years that we've maybe just turned inward and tried to take care of ourselves. And I admire and need that. We all need self-care, but there comes a day when we need to reorient our hearts and our lives and our giftings outwardly so that we can serve others. And Lord, I know that I am the most joyful and the most happy when I am serving others rather than serving myself. And so, Lord, thank you for that reminder today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And today's podcast is brought to you by the Eternal Gift Store. And you can go to eternalgiftstore.com. And what is really fun about this is I had a really nice conversation with Keisha, who started it with her mom about 5 years ago, and they had all sorts of things that they just wanted to bring scripture to people. But as COVID hit, they found that what really was selling and what people resonated with were these blankets that had scripture on them. And so if someone was in the hospital, they could send a blanket with a scripture on it, and they would be covered, physically covered with that scripture. And so I just love Keisha's heart, and she has all of these amazing blankets for every occasion. And you can even personalize and add someone's name on one of these blankets. So if you're looking for, if you're like me and you start Christmas shopping early, if you're looking for some Christmas gift ideas, this is a great place to go. So you go to eternalgiftsstore.com. So it's eternalgiftstore. So it's only one S in there. And these are one of a kind, thoughtful gifts that will encourage the hearts of your friends and family members. So again, Keisha, thanks so much for supporting Pray Every Day. And if you want to see some of these amazing blankets that she has, you can go to eternalgiftstore.com. Thanks so much.